In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We've spoken on this epistle this weekend, if you wish to revisit what we spoke upon, as well as the gospel. But one thing that is necessary for us to be members of a holy family is to recognize the moment in which we live, which is not, in the worldly way of seeing things, the happiest time on earth. The world is experiencing many difficulties. The church constantly seems to be berated from both within and without. And we have our own individual difficulties that we are faced with on the daily, not merely among our family members, acquaintances, those things happening outside the home, but as well as those things that are going on within the silence of our own hearts that only we and our confessors know about. A great North American saint, Blessed André Bessette, put all his trust in God through the intercession of Saint Joseph. He was a member of the Congregation of the Holy Cross. And the founder of the Congregation of the Holy Cross was not one who was unacquainted with difficulty. Anyone who starts a religious order, sets forth to found a congregation of priests or sisters or of any kind within the church, knows difficulty and greatly, which is why so many start, but so few continue. Read you some words here that he wrote back in the 1860s about the difficulties which he was facing and what he saw a way forward. Indeed, if you pay attention, you will find something in your particular difficulty on whatever or all levels in which you struggle, as we've so discussed today. These are the words of Blessed Basil Moreau. He writes thusly, founder of the Congregation of the Holy Cross, to which St. André Bessette is a member. He says, I'm availing myself of the very first spare moments to thank you for your New Year's greetings and to revive your confidence for the future work entrusted to us, notwithstanding its manifold trials during the year of 1864. I know full well that these troubles have caused you no little worry. Besides, it is my binding duty to encourage you to remain firm in fidelity to your vocation, in order that by withstanding the illusions of the devil and the allurements of the world or the flesh, you may obtain the reward that has been promised to virtue. Be not surprised, then, at the violent storm that has been stirred up against the congregation by the enemy of all good. For my own part, dear Reverend Fathers, my brothers, I am not the very least surprised by these trials. Thanks be to God, they have only increased my confidence in Him, who alone has founded and maintained this congregation. He it is who will expand it more and more, provided that we do not lend a helping hand to the devil, who would destroy it, because he sees us snatching souls from him. Hence, I'm not surprised at these snares he lays in your faith. But I do know this: Jesus Christ is faithful, and he will not permit you to be tempted beyond your strength. He will command the winds and the storm, and we shall have once more the calm of bygone days. This peace of mind and heart has already made itself felt. These are words of a man well acquainted with difficulties facing him and his day, a new fledgling order. What can we gain from him? He speaks of the difficulties and the hardships which are faced. He calls them, quote, illusions of the devil. Illusions of the devil. They are mere figments that are placed above us, ethereal. They have no existence. So why do you and I pay so much attention to them, if they are but illusions placed by the devil? He also speaks of the allurements of the flesh, which so easily turn a soul from its mooring, from its grounding in Christ. Remain strong in the vocation which God has called you to, which, as we discussed at our first coming, is to holiness, that is, to attain to God himself. That is the first vocation of every human being. In this way, I, in my vocation, am equal to that of you, and you to I, each of us to one another, all the same. He also reminds us of this. That not only is he not surprised that evil is facing him and struggles are coming before him and his order, he's not the least of surprised by this. In fact, he says, I give thanks to God for them. Thanks to God for them. And that the more trials and difficulties, the more hardships, the more difficulties that are placed in the path, he finds all the more reason to rejoice, to increase his confidence in God who alone founded the work which is before him. The work of building up holy families is the work of God. And so if God has given this charge to you, then you know he's going to give you every grace to complete it. Do not doubt. Do not lack in your confidence that he, as the scriptures say, St. Paul says, who has begun a good work in you, that he will be faithful to see it on to completion. Maybe not yesterday, or today, or maybe not even tomorrow, or for a long time hence. But he says it will come to that in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this must be our confidence. He has further confidence in the fact that the work that is being done is good, because the only reason why the evil one would allay himself so strongly against souls who are striving for holiness is because he sees the good work that they are doing, indeed preparing to do, to snatch souls from his hands. It is the work that a good holy family seeks to do, to snatch souls from the hands of Satan and offer them perfectly, best one can, unto God. Our Lord God is faithful, and so the trials that go on in the church, the trials that go on in the world, the trials that go on and beat against the human soul, the family, they may take on different form than they did in the 1860s as they do here in our present age. But our confidence is not founded in the persons of any particular age, nor in their ability to surmount them. But our confidence is founded in Christ, who, as Blessed Basil Moreau says, it is Jesus Christ who is faithful. And he is the one who will never permit you to be tempted beyond your strength, that he will command the winds, he will command the storm, and we shall once more have the calm of bygone days. This is the guarantee of Christ. Let's ask him in these sacred mysteries, in these our times, to all the more put our confidence and our sure trust in him, to whom be glory now and always and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.